This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapping up his Southeast Asia tour in Jakarta, Indonesia, but North Korea again captured much of the attention. There have been mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. AP's Mike Hempen reporting.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing North Korea and other countries, including Russia, of continuing to violate UN sanctions designed to pressure the North to give up its nuclear arsenal.
Any violation that detracts from the world's goal of finally fully denuclearizing North Korea would be something that America would take very seriously.
North Korea Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho says his country will not be bullied into concessions. He's demanding the U.S. undertake confidence-building measures if negotiations are to be successful. I'm Mike Hempen.
The arrest of Sun Wenguang, a retired professor from the Shandong province in northeastern China, during a live telephone interview with VOA, has come at a sensitive time when the rule by Chinese leader Xi Jinping is being seriously challenged. Observers say this has led to the quick action by the country's security apparatus to crush China's rising anti-government sentiments, which they see as a threat to the Communist Party's regime. Sun is a longtime critic of how China deals with human rights. Students clash with police in Bangladesh during another day of protests calling for better enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The protests started in Dhaka after two college students were killed by unregulated commuter buses racing to pick up passengers. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has promised to grant the students their list of 9 demands and phases. This is VOA News.